Module E, Practice Paper 9, page 39, Volunteer of the Month. Welcome again to our monthly program, Volunteer of the Month. Today we have two guests, 17-year-old Josh Bloom and Mrs. Sandra Gall, the coordinator of the Volunteering Teens Project in the Florida Jewish Youth Community Center. 500 teenagers are already registered and taking part in the many volunteering opportunities the center offers. Good evening, Sandra. I'm sure that our audience would like to know more about how you succeed in encouraging so many young teenagers to participate in the project and become volunteers.
Good evening. First, I would like to stress the fact that teenagers do not need to be encouraged to volunteer. Statistics show that almost 60% of American teenagers volunteer an average of 3.5 hours per week. What they really need is proper guidance. It's so easy to become overwhelmed when you start thinking about ways to volunteer. So many worthy causes and organizations compete for your attention that it's hard to know the best way to channel your time and energy. I am there to help them narrow down the possibilities.
What volunteer projects are available for the teens to become involved in?
Just about everything. There are teens who clean parks and playgrounds, teens who visit the elderly in nursing homes, and teens who raise money for the needy. Some teens, like Josh and his friend Simon, find that their volunteer work is a natural extension of issues and causes that they care passionately about in their daily lives. Others discover that skills they take for granted, such as surfing the web or using a computer, can be invaluable to people of different ages who may not be as comfortable with technology. In this way, volunteering doesn't have to be a chore. You can become involved with projects you truly enjoy and ones that come easily to you. Some children make and sell friendship bracelets, the proceeds of which are used to buy socks and gloves for homeless shelters. A lot of the boys and girls who love outdoor activities spend their summer vacations volunteering in summer camps for the handicapped or the underprivileged.
Now to a different sort of summer vacation. Josh Bloom left Florida in July to live for more than a month in Africa, volunteering in a village in Guinea. He had the time of his life despite the hardships he encountered. It was not a typical summer vacation for a teenage boy, but it changed his life. The young man spent most of his time teaching English to residents of a small village of about 3,000 people. About 50 families participated in the project, studying English and American culture. And here's Josh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Josh, tell us about the time you spent in Guinea volunteering in that small village.
The people lived a very modest lifestyle. They had no luxuries. The family had one TV, which picked up one station. We showered with a bucket in a room. There was an outhouse for a toilet. There was no running water. However, I'm not complaining. In fact, I was sad to leave my students, who ranged in age from 6 to 50. They were keen on learning the language and were extremely curious to know as much as possible about America. Working with these wonderful people, I got a taste of how it feels to be needed, and I intend to maintain my connection with the families. I hope to organize other volunteers to travel to Guinea, or possibly have the villagers flown to the United States. In the future, I would like to be involved in an international project.
Well, Josh, thank you for sharing your experience with us. It's no wonder you were chosen as Volunteer of the Month. Join us next month when we will host another person whose volunteer work makes our world a better place.